only speak of the truth, but provide practical techniques to help readers experience it directly. Through these techniques, the mind undergoes a profound transformation, moving from the temporal realm of desires and anxieties into the timeless realm of pure presence. Central to these techniques is the breath, an intimate companion to life itself. The teacher invites readers to explore the breath, to understand its significance in their existence. Breath is not only the bridge between the body and consciousness, but also serves as a connection to the entire universe. Becoming aware of the subtleties of breath, readers can unlock doors to a different dimension of being, transcending the limitations of time and space. In The Inner Path, Meditations on Breath and Beyond, readers embark on a journey of self-discovery, guided by the teacher's profound teachings and transformative techniques, by exploring the intimate relationship between breath, consciousness, and existence. Readers open themselves to the possibility of discovering the truth that is already within them. This book offers a unique opportunity to step onto the path of self-realization, where the present moment becomes the portal to the innermost self, and where the breath becomes the key to unlocking the mysteries of existence. Welcome to this meditation. Thank you for joining me as we explore a practice from the Vigyan Bhairav Tantra called Stop the Doors of the Senses. This ancient technique may seem simple, but it holds the potential for deep inner peace and awareness. Shiva's teaching begins. Stop the doors of the senses when feeling the creeping of an ant. Then, at first this may seem trivial, but it carries profound wisdom about how we experience the world. The creeping of an ant represents any sensation, whether it's a gentle touch, a sound, or even pain. These sensations are the doors to your awareness. When Shiva says to stop the doors of the senses, he invites us to temporarily turn inward, closing off distractions and moving into stillness. By doing this, you can create a space for your awareness to expand. The senses often pull our attention outward, but in this practice, we gently close those doors to reconnect with our center. Imagine you're standing in a room with 5 open windows, each letting in sights, sounds, and sensations. When you close those windows, the room becomes still and peaceful. Similarly, when you stop the doors of the senses, you create a sanctuary within yourself. Now, the second part of Shiva's teaching. Then. This word holds great potential, suggesting that when we turn inward, something remarkable happens. A deeper state of being emerges. Your inner transformation begins. To practice, first, start with any sensation, a gentle itch, a sound, or even pain. Second, close your eyes, imagining that you cannot see. Third, imagine you cannot hear, and the world becomes quiet. Fourth, still your breath for a moment, allowing the senses to quieten. Fifth, as the senses still, notice how the sensation feels distant, like it's happening to someone else. You are the silent observer. This practice works in everyday life, even with discomfort or pain. For instance, if you have a headache, instead of resisting it, close your eyes, still your breath, and imagine yourself